The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star.
Robert Goulet. What a way to start the morning. He does sound good. We're all kind of bopping along with Robert Goulet to start the day. Well, it's a clear day because there's like a solar eclipse or something. So listen, let me start right here. We got a lot of news to get into it. Let me start right here. So we're doing our pre-show meeting, and I'm going like, I say, can you look at the sun? So Gattulo says, absolutely, you can look at the sun.
Listen, sure.
You can look at the sun. He goes like this. Go look at the sun. Yeah, not a problem. So, of course, I'm looking through the window. I'm looking for the sun. My eyes are open. And then he goes, oh, no, wait, you're not supposed to look at the sun. So now I can't see.
I can't see. What's the matter? I got my eyes closed.
Larry, the Three Stooges. Please play that all morning. Please.
I can't see.
That's hysterical. I'm sorry. You got to play that, really. So now am I going to be like, oh, where's the microphone? Where's the microphone? I mean, I'm the guy looking like a Mama Luke. I'm looking around the sky. And then I go, oh, wait a minute. There's our news source right there. Wait.
I can't see. What's the matter? I got my eyes closed.
So, hey, good morning. Great to have you with us. Please don't look at the sky. I think it's went by already. The eclipse went by already, but it was dark for a minute, which was kind of fun. And you're not supposed to look at that, and I should have known better myself. Hey, but so now I hope to God everything's okay. So, good morning. Great to have you with us on this, Thursday already, on June 10th. And Joe Biden is now overseas. He's at he addressed the Air Force, the Royal Air Force, and the about 1,000 of the United States Air Force and their family, by the way. So it was interesting. He went there. It looks just weird when you see President Biden up there and like he's President Biden, you know. And I'm going like, oh, man. I said, is this really happening, you know? But he's there and he's addressing it. And that was at the Mildon Hall in the United Kingdom. And then he's meeting with Boris Johnson today. And then he's going to go meet to Geneva to meet with Vladimir Putin. This is the guy. This is the guy that somehow got in to be President of the United States. And this is what bothers me. And help me if I'm wrong here. Because all I keep hearing from mainstream media and certainly out of this quote-unquote administration is we're back. America is back. But back to what? Back to what? To being stepped on? To getting disrespected? To getting drained of every cent we have? I mean, what was that about? But we're back at what? I can understand. I liked it. And tell me that I'm wrong. And you're more than welcome to call me. Tell me that I'm wrong. Because at least, you know, that's the one problem with America. Everybody thinks they're right. Or politics, not so much America. But, you know, you just say you're right. This is my way or no way. And that's the way the regressive socialists feel. But really, it's like when you go in there and all of a sudden they go in and they tell us how that we're back. I mean, who's back and what's back when Donald Trump showed up? And here we go, America first. That picture of Donald Trump folding his arms, and he was acting out. Of course he was, but it was great. Folding his arms, and Angela Merkel of Germany is there like, they're all, come on, you got to pay. You got to pay to be part of NATO. You got to be. And he stood fast, and I liked it like that. You know, I don't, I, why, what, I, listen, we love the rest of the world. We really do. We want to embrace the rest of the world. But what have they done? What has anybody done for America? What's going on? And then this is that when Joe Biden goes in and he goes, he actually says in front of all these Air Force guys and gals, he goes, the greatest threat to America is climate change. Do you know how bizarre it sounds? He sounds like Justin Trudeau now, right? Am I right? You know, or Macron, these guys, more like Trudeau, who's just really, they have no idea how to govern. He's just mimicking. So help me out here. This is the question that I have. What's the end game for that climate thing? What's the end game? We all want to save the earth. We all believe that you can do that responsibly. But to really focus on it, why is it so in the forefront? Nobody on the regressive socialist side cares about the end game of it coming out good. It's not for the good of the people. It never is. There's always an ulterior motive. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. When someone is so out of the box and they go, like Ilhan Omar, you know, and shame on the Democrats for not censoring her and kicking her out of the House. She's so racist to compare to America to like Al-Qaeda when she's signing with Hamas, who is the terror group. The money goes to Iran. Iran gives the money to Hamas. Hamas flings missiles and kills Israelis. That's the way it works. Everybody knows it. And I want to hear a president that says that and condemns Iran, condemns Hamas, and kicks Ilhan Omar the heck out of office and go back to Somalia, for God's sake. But there was only like, they took a vote, there were only like 12 or so Democrats that decided to, you know, to reprimand her for saying that. But the anti-Semitic, right? So now her goal is destruction of America, clearly. And the squad's goal is destruction of America. Got it. Okay. And they'll put them in power and control. So that's the end game. Everybody knows that. When you say about climate control, and if for a guy that likes to spend time in the ocean, and I love being out in the country and all that, I understand it. But what's the end game, do you think? What is the end game? When Biden is told to say, because he's just a puppet, you know that. And when Biden goes, oh, it's climate change. Somebody's making money. Because then remember when Obama started on that, President Obama started on that. And then they had this whole big thing called Solyndra. And it was like this $500 million deal. And it was all green this, green that, green everything. And everybody said, great. And it was the biggest fail of his administration. And no one said anything about it. And also about this electric car thing. You know, if someone looked logically, I'm the guy that's going to tell you logically, the electric cars hurt the earth more than the gas-powered cars. I'm telling you right now. Just look, what do you do with the batteries in the electric car after they're used up? What do you do? The earth will not take them. Where do you get the minerals for the electric car? Excuse me, it's a ruse. What's the end game? It's a business somewhere. I don't know what the end game is, because it certainly isn't just, oh, it's our earth and let's make it better. I'm sure some of the hippies feel like that. You know, they're still out there. Hey, God bless them, because they're not wrong. We should be kind to the earth. But there's an end game there for him to say in front of an international audience, our biggest threat is climate change, when you've got Hamas asking publicly and on the record the destruction of Israel. And this is quote unquote administration's greatest concern is climate change. I'm embarrassed. Donald Trump embarrassed you. Well, this guy, whoever's running the conglomerate down there in Washington, is embarrassing me. And you know what? I'm not gonna say, oh well, let's go along with it. And I know the election's over, and I got it. And they won, however they won, you know. But when Donald Trump went across the plaza there outside the White House, you know that where I'm going with this. And then he had with the Bible, because they burned a church down, and the press didn't say anything about them burning a church. They didn't burn the church down, but they started the fire at the church. Remember during the riots last year? Yeah, the riots that no one talked about, and nobody got arrested for crying out loud. And they said President Trump bullied his way in, and he shut down all the protesters just so he can march on the plaza. That has proven yesterday to be wrong. That is false. An inspector general's report came out and said that is not false. That is false. That is not what the president did. So now who's going to apologize? Somebody said it online. And I'm not going to be a conspiratorial person here. But everything they say is a lie. And they is the other side, the regressive socialists. Everything is a lie. Everything. So what are you and I supposed to believe? We're here going like,
Well, we knew that. The president was just trying to stick up for a church that was burned. And it was bad that the president stuck up for a church, a house of God that was burned, but it was okay for the rioters to burn down local businesses. I can't even explain it to you, and I apologize for not being able to verbalize it properly. I'm just so shocked that this is where we are. And this too, let's go back to the Pfizer report, the Steele dossier, Hillary's emails, Benghazi. Let's just go back there for a second. I know. You're sick of hearing it, and you know I am too. But the Mueller probe, no one apologized for it. I swear to God, I think it was Greg Kelly was saying, Swalwell, this guy who, messed around with Fang Fang, with the Chinese spy, he's suing the Trumps now? For what? The guy lied. He called the president of the United States a Russian asset. Ilhan Omar is comparing America to Al-Qaeda and the terror groups and siding with Hamas, who wants the destruction of the state of Israel and the Jewish people. Explain to me how that's okay. Where's the press? Where is the press on all of this? I'm telling you, that's why I like when Project Veritas goes out there. With James O'Keefe, he goes out and he does these things, but they don't count. They don't count Project Veritas as credible. They don't. That's why I plead with someone in the media, and Fox is doing a good job about it. They put Griff Jenkins there at the border, which is great. And then Lawrence Jones goes out and he talks to some African Americans in the inner cities, and he just was on talking about how the blacks that are killed, and Greg Kelly and Newsmax, by the way, give them a shout out too because they address it. All the blacks being killed by other blacks. No one's talking about it except the quote-unquote conservative outlets. And I don't know that we are conservative. I think we are just truthful. I think we are just telling the truth. This is getting crazy now. But stand fast. I think we're going to be okay. I keep saying, I told you we'll be okay when the pandemic started. It took a year. It was so badly mismanaged. It was an embarrassment. No one knew what they do. We listened to all the wrong people, and yet we're out of it. And now they're trying to bring another Delta, what they call the Delta variant. They can't wait to get another variant out there. They can't wait to shut us down again. You tell me. They want to shut us down just to shut us down for power and control. We're going to keep telling the truth till they take us off the air right here on AM 970, all right? 617. You guys, thank you for being smart. Because really, I look at the news. Do you do this? And I shake my head and go, no, you can't. That's not right. Now the climate change, Mr. President, there's terrorists trying to kill other people in the world. Look at Africa. What about the Uyghur Muslims in China? They have crematoriums in China. Everything we've talked about has proved truthful. We turn to experts like Gordon Chang, like Peter Navarro. Everything comes out. That's the truth. And this, the regressive socialists and who are now most of the Democratic Party, the mainstream media, who are now in sync with George Soros, the Democratic Party, the way left wing. And I know I sound like a wacko, but I'm not. Think about it. They lie to us and they get away with it. They never deal with the truth. And then the truth always ends up coming out. Stand fast, my friend, because the truth will prevail. We, the people, will prevail. I swear to God. It's 18 after 6 o'clock. Debbie's out there. Hey, Debbie, good morning to you. How you doing this morning?
I'm okay. How are you? You handling the heat okay?
Yeah, and you're the best, and thank you. I felt so bad. So Debbie and I had a friend. Her name was Sister Margarita Marchione, and she was one of the most scholarly, intelligent gals ever anywhere. And she knew all about how the Vatican helped the Jews trying to escape Nazi Germany. She would talk about the popes that actually tried and how they hid the Jews when the Nazis came to look for them. And it was great. And she's internationally renowned. She passed away, and I thank you for alerting me to that. Because when she died a couple days ago, Deb, Sister Margarita?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, my friend, Father John. Yeah, Father John let me know from Holy Family. Yeah, and I felt so badly. I know I loved her. And she loved you. When I brought up your name, she would light up like a light bulb.
And of course, me, I was going to go over there. You know what's great about you? You actually go there. You were there and you were with her, and thank God you did that. Thanks. And I know my mother sends her condolences too. I told Mom, because everybody loves Sister Margarita. Mm-hmm. 99 years old. That's a good long life. God bless her, right? That, mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. and what she accomplished in her life, it was spectacular.
Yep. Yeah, she wrote about 60 books, I believe. She's a brilliant woman. Gosh. She spoke fluent Italian. I mean, she was a brilliant lady. Yeah, amazing woman.
You're right. You listen to Debbie and I are chatting about Sister Margarita Marchione. Just a great gal. Rest in peace, sister. I know you're watching down on us. Debbie, love you. Thank you for that. And now back to the reality of traffic on the roads with Debbie Duhane. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. And let's see what's happening here on the New Jersey Turnpike. The New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south at 13. It's an accident and a fuel spill here on that exit ramp right by the tolls. So, again, watch for that in Elizabeth. Let's see what's happening on 24. An accident on 24 West, exit 7 into Short Hills. An overturned tractor trailer. This accident happened around 4 this morning. Still out there on 24 West into Short Hills. 80 West, exit 12, getting out toward Blairstown. Watch out for a car fire. And over on 109 North, and McClellan Street in Newark. They're just cleaning up an accident out by Newark Airport. Cross Bronx eastbound by the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Watch out for a disabled tractor trailer causing delays across the span of the GWB and the RFK Bridge. Getting into town, watch for some ongoing police department activity as well. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhane with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold stress-free and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, and you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune in to Louis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission, every Saturday morning at 9, or call 718-998-1100 to schedule a private consultation with Louis Calamine. Visit calamine.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Trinitas. I'm going to tell you about the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center, if I may. I know, you know, we joke around, Al and I joke around, but, you know, Al, he got cancer, and, you know, he's beating it, doing a great job. I had it in 1981. Holy moly, you weren't even born yet, right? And I had that thyroid cancer. It was a medullary carcinoma. So until you're told that you hear the C word, then you go, whoa. Oh, my time on this planet is limited. You say it to you. That's what I'll speak for myself. And I went, wow. So you like to be treated nice. You like to be use all the up-to-date, medical the facilities that are now out there, you know, because you can outlive the disease now, man. You could. That's how advanced we are. And I invite you to call the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center. You know, it's 908-994-8000, 908-994-8000, because they have cancer care navigators. They help patients manage all the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of cancer. I was over there. I told you, I took the tour. And I saw people getting chemo, and they could not. It could not have been more family. It was like you were at somebody's house. I'm telling you, that's what I felt when I went over there. And then I talked to the oncologist. How brilliant are the oncologists? They know cancer. They know what's causing it and how to make you better. Help you fight it. They knew everything, and they listened. They were kind. They were open. And it's hard to find a doctor that does that. My doctor was never like that. Oh, please, you got cancer. Great, thanks, doc. Thanks for being so nice at Trinitas. You get that caring care, you know, it's with the whole patient in mind. Here it is, 908-994-8000. It's the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center, 908-994-8000.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
All right, get into it. 6:24 with Joe on the radio. It is June 10th. It is Thursday. Let's go right to the calls. Hang in there. Let's start with the professor, Charlie Finch, on the radio. Hi, Charles. How are you this morning, sir?
Want some good news, Joe?
Yes,
the FBI launched a successful sting with the Australian government where they created an app which hauled in 800 bad actors of all kinds from all over the world and had them arrested. Why is this significant? Because terrorism internationally is on the rise again. We see in West Africa that ISIS has completely reconstituted. They recently killed 130 villagers. Al-Qaeda is also reconstituted, and they're having internal fights over a territory in the Sahel. I hope Biden's talking about this, but
yeah,
probably
really,
not.
Really, really.
At the same time, with our withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Taliban just murdered over 200 schoolgirls, right, outside of Kabul. Now, when Joe Biden said on Memorial Day that my intelligence agencies are telling me that white supremacism is the greatest threat along with climate change, in a weird way, he was right if we can trust our intelligence agencies, because they're saying with these new methods, like this app thing the FBI thought up of, that maybe they've got a handle remotely on these bad actors. But in a broader sense, the deep state is asking us deplorables to make a bargain. If we will accept that we will never get any justice for President Trump, and the Durham report, as I mentioned before, is going to be a complete whitewash. They're trying to pin it on Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson. There are articles like in the New York Times Book Review every day in the mainstream media putting this Simpson guy out there. Maybe he will turn. But on a deeper sense, everything's attributed to Biden. Biden is doing nothing. He is, in my view, Joe, mentally incapacitated. Harris is not qualified to be president. She's crazy. Now, under this new bill, which the Chinese government just objected to about industrial policy, all the cabinet departments are going to step up and personally do a really public-private partnership where they're going to order corporations about supply chain issues. So we're looking at a huge expansion of the deep state. They're saying, except a weak president and a vice president and really, you know, your electoral rights and everything, let us run the show. Can we trust them, Joe? I don't know. Stay tuned. I'm no Sister Margarita, RIP, but I try.
All right, thank you, Charles. Well said, well done. All those facts that Charlie talked about, you don't hear about. Those people killed in third world countries, that you don't even hear about it. You do not hear the president talk about it. And you hear about it from Charlie Finch on our show. And I wasn't even aware of that, what was going on. It just goes away. They don't care as we pull out of Afghanistan. Where is the bloodshed? What's going to happen with the bloodshed? What is going on in Africa? You never hear about it. And you know what? You never will. Not under this news media, the mainstream news media, and not under this administration, whoever it is. Hey, so let me go to the rest of the calls and we'll move on. But I wanted to get Martha on the airways. Hi, Martha. Thanks for calling this morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Joe. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling because I was very happy to hear that you were talking about the climate change myth.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to throw in a little bit of insight on it that I found out. It was begun in 1987 following a summit led by Gro Harlem Brundtland, former Prime Minister of Norway and director of the WHO. And she published the results of their summit in a publication you can find on the internet called Our Common Future. And the justification for the further development of it, Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, was in this particular document. And their justification was that the climate change is taking place and it's going to be just horrible and people are going to be swept away by sea waves and the earth is going to fall apart.
Yeah.
Anyway, in Agenda 21 in 1992, they developed a plan for total reorganization of the earth and forcing 3/4 of the land mass to be uninhabited other than military and 1/4 of it, and the people pushed into 1/4 of the land in high-rise ghettos with no cars, nothing. And we're just seeing this being played out little by little. I was in Fiumicino Airport in Rome, in 2014, I believe it was April, and I saw Air Force One outside the window, and I found out that Obama had come to visit the Pope, Francis. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he left, a few months later, Pope Francis comes to the United Nations, and what does he talk about? Climate change, which is the most dangerous thing in the world. And it's just been, every time we hear climate change, we need to realize this is all related to the United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Plan, and that all this cabal of international entities is combining their efforts to destroy America, because once they could destroy America, which they're not going to do, then they will implement a worldwide reorganization of the nations. So we really have to stand against this and speak out. Thank you, dear Joe, and you have a wonderful day.
You too, Martha. Thanks. You know, I know. It may sound out there. Stay with me on this, guys. 6:30 right now. I'm telling you, there is a reset that's going on. I'm not crazy. Believe me. I'm as street sense as ever. And what Martha's talking about, there's an end game to something, and it all comes down to money and power and control. You know that in politics, there's nobody that's out there like that is like the Sister Margarita who we've been talking about, who's out there just in the name of God doing things. You know, I'm telling you, there's a reset. Something's going on, and I don't know what it is. But Margaret seemed to put her finger on it. That if they reset everything, the globalists get exactly what they need, and you have a global society. And so we're all living together under, and it's kind of like not unlike what the communist China is now. You know, the hierarchy gets everything they need. They get their cars. They get their great houses. They get their protection. They get everything they need. They get special services, medical, food, and everything else. But the rest of the minions are just that. We're just like working minions. And there's a reset going on. And it's too obvious. I see those little things, and it'll happen little by little. But let me say this. Hold the calls, because I'm going to go to the calls in a second. I want to say this. I don't believe in any violence at all. I don't think you need to do a revolution like 1776, because people think you do. But what I will say, if they think they're going to take over America, you may want to rethink that, because there are so many peaceful patriots who are smart enough, who will fight you tooth and nail. And you know what? Let me say this, and I'm not being inflammatory on the air. Too many of us love this country so much, want to protect our families so much, and we're not going to just stand by and let them take our country away. We're just not going to do it. And we're going to do it in a smart, peaceful way to stop them. And I think, you know what, the start is here on the radio. Little by little, we have to push back. And then in about, you know, a year, 18 months, we'll push back in the House of Representatives. We will push back. You know, if it means bringing somebody in that's so outrageous as Donald Trump, and we got to do it again, then we're going to have to do it again. But let's keep fighting. Let's do it in a peaceful way. Let's be smarter than they are. Martha, great call. Let me go to Richard before we break. Hi, Richard. How you doing? Thank you for calling.
Yeah, hi, Joe. I called the other week about Fauci, that he was basically a political operative. Anyway, climate change. There's someone called Otto Edenhofer who ran it for the UN. Environmental climate change. Mm-hmm. And the quote from him was that it has nothing to do with the climate. It has to do, he said, it's how we redistribute wealth. And that quote was picked up by Mark Stein on his program.
Yeah.
And Mark's great. I'm sure you know about the Paris Accords, give a free pass to China, India, the real polluters. And it's basically seeking reparations from the industrial West, which they claim. It's a mechanism to bleed us of trillions, billions of dollars, whatever they can get.
Yeah. So that's Richard, thank you. I agree with you. Thank you so much. Exactly right. Why is it always us? Why are the Americans bad? Why are we racist? Well, and I'm watching the president, and after what he says with Kamala Harris, and they go, we're racist, we have problems, there's systemic racism, we can't stand the police, defund the police. This goes around the world. This goes around the world. So I got to hear one of my rock and roll idols, Eric Burdon, say in an interview, when I do all the research, for the weekend show, and I'm looking at this. It's a great site called Stingray Quello. You got to check it out. It's got concerts of everybody. Yes, they have concerts of, I think they had the Animals there, you know, great Beatles documentary, that sort of thing, you know. And, of course, I'm looking for Mr. Sinatra stuff. And I hear Burden. I'm watching, oh, Eric Burden's. It's a documentary. How great. About the British invasion, whatever it was, you know, the rock and roll, you know, invasion. And then he goes, in America, you know, the police are so racist. The police are racist. Eric Burden, my hero, man, is saying it. No, they're not. Eric, you're listening to the mantra that is put out, this filth that is spewed upon us coming outside that from the regressive socialists. You can't continue to say it as a president. You have to go over the top the way the previous administration did. You really do. You got to go, we're America first. We're not paying for this. We're not paying for that. And we're great. We're a great people. Because remember this, and we'll move on. But what happened during, and forgive me for being, I'm a history student of the Second World War only because of what my father taught me. We saved the world. We saved the world. And that is, you know what they call it? Recent history. It's not just, oh, well, that's in the Stone Age. No, it's not. That is recent history. What we did, we, America did. And of course, with the Canadians and the Brits and the French and all our allies helping us, you know. But it's America. If we're not in that war, the whole world has changed. And we are just minions. We fought, and we are a great people. And you know what else? We are a good people. And when I go to these little towns and I go perform my show and I'm down in Carrollton, Georgia, or I'm going to go to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and I go out, I meet the best people in the world. And you know what those people are? They're Americans. We are a good people, and we're not going to let this so-called administration, however they got into office, all right, we won't fight it. We'll be smarter next time. But right now, you're in. Okay, got it. You were smarter than we were. But don't you dare tell us how bad we are. You look around the world. That's so true. You tell me about climate change, Biden. You tell me about climate change. What, you don't got the guts to talk to China, do you? The communists. That's where the affront and assault on the earth is. It's coming out of China and coming out of India. You know, you're right, Richard. Don't get me started. I'm telling you, we are a good people, and they're not going to tear us down. And we're going to be peaceful, and we're going to keep going, and we're going to go right between their eyes. And you know what? We will prevail. 6:36 on AM 970, The Answer. Al's got the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
75 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Cops say a woman who was in a fight with her Staten Island neighbors last night let loose a chemical irritant into the air that made at least 12 people feel sick. Four of those who fell ill at a building on Osgood Avenue were police officers who arrived at the scene to help those who had inhaled the spray. EMTs took the 12 people to Richmond Hospital. They are all expected to be okay. Police believe the spray may have been pepper spray. They're unsure what led to the attack. Police have not announced any arrests. A man is dead after being struck by lightning at a New Jersey golf course. The unidentified man was at Burlington County Club in West Hampton Township Wednesday afternoon. Officials say that was when he was struck by lightning and later died from his injuries. The United States typically records 5 fatalities through June 9th, but this year was the first fatality of the year and the latest. In sports, the Islanders got a trio of goals in the second period as they beat the Bruins 6-2 in Uniondale. Islanders win the series 4-2. They'll move on to face the Tampa Bay Lightning in the semifinals. Giancarlo Stanton, he homered twice as the Yankees beat the Twins 9-6. And the Mets, they crushed their former teammate Matt Harvey and the Orioles in a 14-1 win. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's see what's happening here on the Bruckner. Over on the Bruckner westbound, getting down toward the Hunt Point drawbridge, all lanes subject to closure, an accident involving a motorcycle. It's busy on the Cross Bronx eastbound ramp to the northbound Deegan. Looks like a problem there as well. Harlan River Drive southbound, a lot of volume down through the 120s. Watch for delays on the Cross Island North at Northern Boulevard with a collision. It's busy on the Grand Central Parkway westbound, right into the RFK Bridge with some police department activity. On the New England Thruway southbound exit 20 into Port Chester, a disabled vehicle still taking a lane. 24 westbound exit 7 into Short Hills, an overturned tractor trailer. Two lanes blocked. 80 west exit 12 getting out toward Blairstown. Looks like a car fire as well. And on the New Jersey Turnpike truck lanes, a ramp at 13 into Elizabeth. It's an overturned tractor trailer and a fuel spill. Partly cloudy today, high of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell Small Business. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Dell Technologies advisors have the tech solutions you need to help your business get out in front and stay ahead of the game. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Well, I had a great chat with Iggy Giuffre, my buddy, he's the owner of Route 22 Toyota, and we just chatted about a variety of things. We're very good friends, and I always thank him and make sure I thank him, you know, for coming on the air with us and helping out so many people with Alex Kinsella and the team at Route 22 Toyota. By the state-of-the-art service center over there, I keep telling you about the fact that they're still adhering to, you know, CDC guidelines, you know, and the showroom. You know, I forgot to ask Iggy about me performing in the showroom. That's my dream. To go with a tuxedo and a band in the showroom, in a car showroom with cars right there. Oh, come on. This is great. We got to do it. Route 22 Toyota. But more seriously, you don't have to deal with dummies. And it starts from the top. It starts with Iggy. He's one of the nicest, decent guys you'll ever meet, right? And the whole family is great. And the Brooklyn family, right? And so now it really transcends down to the dealership. Because when Al goes there, my sister Carol goes there, and I tell you about Captain Frank bringing a litany of people over to Route 22 Toyota, everybody walks away satisfied. So now we have a number for you that you can call, and you could get a little bit, you know, you don't want to say preferential treatment, but, you know, you say, look, I heard you on the Piscopo show, and I'm looking for a great deal. You get 0% APR financing up to 60 months, zero down leases, 0% interest up to 5 years, that sort of thing for qualified buyers, you know. It's 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. Call Alex. You know what? You just tell them, I heard you on Joe Piscopo's show, and I heard you took care of everybody. Can you take care of me? And they will. And you won't have to deal with dummies. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at route22toyota.com.
This is Carol Platt-Lebow for townhall.com. In a recent ruling, the Supreme Court angered the left by denying illegal immigrants the ability to become lawful permanent residents of this country, even if they had gained temporarily protected status. For a case this controversial, it's worth noting the decision was 9-0 and authored by Justice Kagan, an Obama appointee. This is the seventh unanimous holding in less than a month. Was the court trying to send a message? After all, Democrats have been threatening to pack the Supreme Court in order to get outcomes more to their liking. Seeing the Supreme Court's institutional credibility in jeopardy from this threat, it seems likely the justices are speaking through their decisions, quietly emphasizing that the court isn't as divided as Democrats claim. Good for them. The Constitution established three co-equal branches of government. Democrats shouldn't be trying to bully anyone in the judicial branch to get outcomes they favor. Doing so is a slap in the face to the rule of law.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, I am excited to tell you about Tunnel to Towers. Frank Siller will join us. He's the chairman, CEO. He's going on that long 500-mile walk, you know. And I have to tell you, Tunnel to Towers is, they're going to pay off mortgages on homes of first responders who lost their lives to 9/11 illnesses. And here's a news story. Look, Tunnel to Towers announced today at the One World Observatory, the foundation's yesterday, that they will pay off mortgages for first responders who lost their lives to 9/11 illnesses. You know, and Frank says this, terrorists were responsible for killing 2,977 people on September 11th, but they are also directly responsible for the deaths of thousands of people who died since and for those who continue to lose their lives to 9/11 related illnesses. We will not forget the brave men and women who worked tirelessly on the pile to help get America back on its feet.
And I'm telling you, he's got a list of folks that he's helping. So, and then our friend Frank, and he'll be on the air in just a little while, right with us. They're giving away mortgage-free homes to 120 Gold Star families, catastrophically injured veterans, building smart homes for them. And then Frank is going to go on this Never Forget walk. It's 500 miles. It starts at the Pentagon through to Shanksville, Pennsylvania. You know, he'll walk more than 500 miles, Frank will, through six states in 42 days, culminating at Ground Zero on 9/11. Towers of light will shine at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance again this year. And we thank you for your support, you know. So honor our vow to never forget, please. It's $11 a month, $11 a month at T2T.org. So proud to tell you all the great, great, heroic work that the Tunnel to Towers Foundation does. Please go to T2T.org.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
A total eclipse of the heart.
I can't see.
Al tells me to look at the sun. Thanks, Al. That was great. Now you can look at it. It's fine. You always go like, oh, yeah, sure you can do that. Yeah, sure you can do that.
Yeah, of course. Give it a shot. If it doesn't work and you can't see anymore.
I had a father-in-law just like you one time. Oh, my God. Thank goodness. No. Everything was like, no matter what you said, he would go, well, of course. Yeah, sure.
And then he would punch. I can't see. What's the matter? I got my eyes closed.
Al is the all-seeing soothsayer.
That's right.
Yeah. You ever talk to somebody who knows everything, you know?
Yes,
you
Al.
No, that was my mother.
That was
you know,
my mother.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When I walked in, it was a little cold. Well, sure, it's cold outside. You know, let me tell you about cold. I remember when I was, it was 1928. And I mean, you know, that. Al goes, no, sure, look at this. Go look right into me. Goes, open your eyes. Burn your eyeballs, Joe. It'll be fine.
Why is it that your parents always tell you these stories about how they had to walk to school 7 miles, no shoes. They had cardboard and newspaper. When they got there, their feet fell off, and then they reattached them. It's always this, like, horrific story of how they got somewhere.
No, my parents, God bless them, never did. And they never talked about how, yeah, they never talked about your grandparents came over on a boat. They were instead. They never did that. They always led by example. Me, on the other hand, I do go back to my kids. I go, you know.
Let me tell you something. You talk about your grandparents and your great-grandparents and stuff. My wife is going through this whole ancestry thing with ancestry.com. Apparently her DNA is going to be verified in a couple of weeks, she told me.
She is finding
all of this stuff out about her family, about her father's family, that she never knew.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, they're... I know I'm breaking confidence here, but I really don't care because it's too good.
Stop now?
Apparently, my father-in-law's...
Is an alien.
No, he's partially African-American.
This is good. No, this is good.
Apparently his father's father, so that would make it his great-great-grandfather or whatever, was a slave. Was African American?
Can you get
they owned a plantation?
Can you get reparations?
Well, I know that's we were
go for the reparations.
We were sort of Absolutely. Joking about that. We were sort of joking about that because I think there are some unscrupulous people who'd be like, "Oh yeah, I'm black." You know, let's
you
check that
offended,
box.
Offended at everything.
Right. But here's the thing. Then we found out.
It's not, please, I'm just talking about how the regressive socialists react to everything. Oh, my God. Yeah, go ahead.
But then my wife reveals to me, she said, did you know that your grandfather, my mother's father, was married previously and had a child? And I said, nobody ever said that. Apparently, my grandfather was married, and the wife and the child both died in childbirth, which is not surprising back in the early 1900s that something like that would happen.
So we mentioned this
at this family gathering on Sunday. The entire table is shocked, except for my one aunt, who says, oh, no, I have a picture of the woman, and pulls the picture out. We couldn't believe it. We were like, oh, my God. And that turns out it was the truth. Unbelievable.
Yeah, so I'm kind of afraid to get that, you know, to get that. What is it called?
Ancestry.
Do you do a spit? Do you do your spit?
You swab, you spit, you put it in a vial, and, you know, you send it off or whatever. Here's the problem, though, that my wife is finding about the Italian portions of my family. Records were not exactly kept very well in Italy. So
You think?
Yeah. There are a lot of
the
gaps.
The trains ran on time.
Yeah, that's it.
You should try shaking topics in the little envelope and see if it comes back.
It's so funny. You know, the trains run on time, and it's like right. in Italy, but you can't have any records like that.
No, but that's apparently the case. Apparently, one person that I know has traced her roots all the way back to Scotland, and it turns out she's like a sixth cousin of Prince Harry. So when I saw a People magazine the other day in the store with Prince Harry on it, I took a picture and sent it to her. I said, look, your cousin's on the cover of People.
Oh.
That's so funny. Yeah, I haven't done, do you do that? And I don't know. I'd be afraid to do it because I don't know. I know exactly. And I have, you know, documentation where the family is. So, but you don't know. You go back like 400 years, 500 years or something
yeah,
like
I mean,
that.
Yeah, I mean, for some families. Yeah, but yeah. The other thing that we found out about my aunt is that she was adopted.
Wow.
She kind of always knew that she didn't fit with her family, and seriously.
Yeah, but
everybody feels like that
with my family either. I'm the black sheep.
I must be adopted. Oh, no. My gosh.
I'm the black sheep, so I already know how not to fit in. But she started doing this about 5 or 6 years ago. She has found a brother. She has found a sister. She was an only child. Yeah. Turns out her mom gave her up for adoption 5 days after she was born.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. It would check it out. But anyway, so this is good. And there's a litany of jokes that are going through my mind.
Go for it.
About your hair. No, you
no,
can't.
No, go ahead.
You just can't. You might find out that everything's racist. Everything's wrong.
Why? You're saying it to me. I'm not offended.
You might find out that you're 1/1024th Native American. So you
That's
should.
Okay.
You should take that.
More
test.
Than Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren. Yeah.
Well, see, Piscopo is a Greek name, technically.
Oh,
see, it means bishop. So that's why John Katsimatidis is such a good friend of mine. So he knows Piscopo is a Greek name. Episcopo means bishop. So Joey Bishop is my name. Yeah.
Oh,
so
But do you know that you have family in Greece?
Yeah, well, this is the way we think what happened. It started in Greece. As the Italians say, the civilization started in Italy. The African Americans say it started in Africa.
Right.
The Greeks may be right. It says it started in Greece, and they may be because they were so ahead in civilization wise. So we went from Greece apparently to Sicily, the Piscopo, and then up to Rome. And then this, I'm talking about 500-600 years. I tracked it, and we ended up in Avellino, outside of Naples, like that. So, what do you do? We're all God's children. You know what I mean? But if people ask me if I'm from Southern Italy and they're from Northern Italy, they look down on me. I could now say I do have a great grandfather that came up to Northern Italy, so at least don't talk to me, please.
Right.
Oh, please. In Italy, the waiters will look down on you if they're from Northern Italy and you're from the South. They don't want to hear it,
That's true.
Hey, but we're all God's children. Can we accept that? Can we do that, huh? Are you buying any of that, Al? Praise
Jesus. What are you trying to get me to say?
No, it's all God. No matter where we are, what we're doing, they're trying to divide us. They're trying to hate us. We love the Americans. We love everybody. All God's children.
Al is God's adopted child.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Hey, Frank Siller is joining us. Proud to have Mr. Siller with us, Chairman and CEO of the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And we're going to talk about how they're paying off the mortgages of first responders who died from 9/11 related illnesses. God bless Frank Siller and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Nicole Fields will join us from St. James Health. John Solomon's a guy. Talk about speaking the truth. He's from Just the News. And Monica Crowley, former Assistant Secretary of the United States Treasury. Great gal and a friend. Monica will join us. John Bramnick, he's got a hearing on New Jersey school mask mandate. If you don't want your kids to wear the mask, let's listen to what Leader Bramnick has to say, because now they're telling the kids you got to wear masks. And does that make any sense at all? Tom Del Beccaro is a great guy, acclaimed author and speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party. We will talk with Tom Del Beccaro and see what's happening out in California. Arthur Idala, always a great interview with our dear friend Arthur. He is the best. He will join us in the 9 o'clock hour with a litany of law-related topics. To talk about topics. There you go, Joe. That kind of topics, not the topics that you put in your hair. Hey, Debbie Duhame is out there checking out traffic. Debbie, good morning to you on AM 970. The Answer, 6:52 right now in the morning. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening here on the LIE Service Road westbound out by the Sancta Coast. Watch out for an accident there. It's really busy, Joe, on the Cross Bronx eastbound at the Deegan. A disabled tractor trailer on the ramp to the northbound Deegan, causing delays at the inbound GWB of up to 45 minutes. A tough ride on the Bruckner West right at the Hunts Point drawbridge. Accident investigation. Accident involving a motorcycle. Over on the Cross Island North at Northern Boulevard, it's a collision. Still busy Grand Central Parkway West at the RFK Bridge with police. Police Department activity. Again, the inbound GWB 45, Lincoln 10, Holland 20. Over on 24 westbound, that overturned tractor trailer still out there by exit 7, getting up toward the Short Hills Mall. And on the New Jersey Turnpike, that ramp at 13 into Elizabeth, it's an overturned truck right on the ramp as well. So definitely steer clear of that this morning. New England Thruway South, exit 20, down through Rye, a disabled vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964. Sean, tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. I had said to him, let me do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall?
10.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Get yourself educated and get protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions from California to across the Atlantic in London.
It's actually Gateshead, a little bit away from London. I've been a huge fan of yours for many a year.
Dottie Herman and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call 866-970-9622 with your question Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Congressman Gregory Meeks, representing New York's 5th District and chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, about voting rights reform, the Biden infrastructure plan, the George Floyd Justice in Police Act, and more. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine and some clouds today. It'll become breezy and less humid this afternoon with our high today 84. Patchy clouds and more comfortable tonight. The low not far from 60, dropping into the 50s in the north and west suburbs. For tomorrow, a cooler day with a mix of clouds and sun, high 74. Saturday, more clouds than sun, high 73 to 77. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, Joe Sebelius. You're so funny, this kid. What happened? Every time I do
Every time you're on Fox doing one of those Relief Factor commercials, I get a flood of texts. Joe Piscopo's on Fox. Joe Piscopo's. I'm like, I know. He's always on Fox. He's a star.
Now, you know what, though? It really works, Relief Factor, you know. And I tell you about it. You're listening. I tell you about it every year about Relief. You got to try it. You got to go. Let me give you the numbers before I tell you. 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. It's ReliefFactor.com. I am so amazed that it works because I don't want – I got to watch what I say because I can't make a clinical claim, but it works so well for me. Let me put it that way. That when I'm watching myself. I was talking to my mom yesterday, and then the Relief Factor commercial came on, and I see myself. I say, Mom, I'm on TV. Oh, you're on TV. That's great, Joseph. And I go, yeah. And I looked at myself, and you know what? It wasn't really a commercial. It was me telling you, a friend, that this really works for me. And I said, yeah. And so I kind of nodded my head, and I don't like anything I do. I'm one of those people. I don't like to watch myself. I don't like that. I mean, please, enough people don't like to watch me anyway, but I don't like to watch, you know what? I'm one of those guys. I get uncomfortable when I watch myself, you know, on TV or something, but this was true because I tell you from the heart, it really works. Relief Factor really works for me. And I think it'll work for you. And it worked for me in 5 days. 5 days. Oh, not 3 weeks. But give yourself 3 weeks with the 3-week quick start, all right? And let's keep doing the commercials. And Joe's friends keep texting him saying, I saw you. I saw Joe. And while you do that, though, just go to ReliefFactor.com, will you? ReliefFactor.com, $19.95. That's all we're asking because I love you and I want you out of pain. Give yourself 3 weeks with the 3-week quick start. Discounted still. To 1995. 800-500-8384. Hey, Joe on the radio, we got a lot to get into. I just love you. And I love the 6 to 7 o'clock hour. And I know a lot of people go back and podcast it later in the day because we do mount the show as soon as we leave the airwaves. We pretty much bring that right up on the air. Mert and Brian and our guys, you know, they bring the show to the airwaves in a podcast form after 10 o'clock when we're off the air. Go back, look at it. Let's dissect it. Let's keep talking because I'm telling you, you and I, we're on the right path. Joe on the radio, Mr. Frank Siller. He is the man, and he will join us when we come back.